الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. To keep a perfect roza, which is required of us from Allah Ta'ala, where we keep the basic roza which everyone keeps of not eating, drinking, having sexual relationships. With that, we keep roza of every part of the body also. And then inshallah, that will become a true roza, and we will get the benefits, and we will in fact get enjoyment also. We have to keep rozas of the eyes also, that we don't look at anything which is haram, even things which are permitted, but which we, if there is no, we don't suffer any harm in not looking at it, especially during the period of doing our islah, which is Ramadan, or a person goes to a sheikh, goes to a khanqah for his islah, during that period, all those things which though may be permissible, but not necessary, we should avoid that also. And together with that, try and use it in the good way. More, like our eyes in Ramadan, looking at Quran, Sharif, etc., reading of kitabs, any good thing, use it for that, then inshallah we'll get the maximum benefit. The same way with the tongue. We shouldn't use the tongue in haram at all times, it's out of the question. The haram is right out of the question in the month of Ramadan, even from permissible things, but which are not necessary. Which, if we don't do it, it won't harm us. Try and avoid all that also during the straining period. And we try and use the tongue in all good things, tilawat of Quran, Sharif, etc. And together with the tongue, today is not only what we speak, but what we are typing also on our phones, etc. So there also, forwarding messages, etc. Today is a time when it is our iman is being attacked from all sides. For example, we get a message, a joke about the beard, for example, about the burqa, or any aspect of deen, any sunnat also. And we just even smile, like in agreement, our iman is at stake. And worse than that, we forward it to somebody. And we spread that. That will be even much more worse. In fact, so much so, any message that comes, which today it is common practice, immediately we start putting it on the other groups and we forward it to other people. And it comes in the hadith that if some news comes to us and without verifying it, we tell somebody else, that is enough to have us written down as liars. And lying is one of the major sins. But today, forget that we don't know, today it is an art to lie. And to get away with lies in things, that is become an art. And it's just natural that you have to lie. You just tell him that, just tell him like that. Mother will teach the children, just tell your father when he comes, you must just tell him this. Father will teach the children, somebody is at the door, just tell him I'm not here. Or even on the phone, etc. And all these are major sins. And we are so guilty of it. But very sadly, we don't even think about it as gunas. So use our tongues, messages we understand, send good messages. Send messages about deen. Speak to somebody, read Quran Sharif as much as we can. Tasbihah, zikr, dua. So much use of the tongue in good things, and what great rewards. Similarly then, with the ears also, that we shouldn't listen to any haram at any time. And in this month, even permissible things which are not necessary, which we can do without, try and avoid that also. And try and listen to good things. Listen to bayans, for example. Listen to somebody's Quran Sharif. Take part in dhikr, where we make dhikr. Listen to our own dhikr. We listen to the dhikr of others. All this environment will do us a lot of good. Then also ulama say, we should keep roza of our mind and our heart, our thoughts. That is also very important, that we should try and control. One is a thought that just comes. Any thought, bad gumani about somebody. Any evil thought, or even just somebody, some woman's thought comes, some bad thought. Just a thought that comes, we are not responsible for that. That will be maaf. But Maulana Tami Rahmatullah explained that we should try and train ourselves to that extent that even these wrong thoughts don't come. If they just come, a thought comes on its own, you didn't bring the thought, it just came on its own to you, you are not responsible for it. But yet, we should be such that we don't become the targets of shaitan also. Like for example, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had boycotted them, and some king sent a letter to them that you come over to us, we have heard that your Nabi has boycotted you. So he felt very, that why his, how did he have hope in me? That though he's not responsible, he threw the letter in the fire immediately, no guna on him, but still he chided, why did he have hope in me that I will come to his side? So like that, all this thought, shaitan brings the thoughts. So we should, that why has shaitan got this? We should try and make ourselves that we, these thoughts also don't come. But anyway, thoughts that come, just a stray thought, we are not responsible for that. But when we harbor the thought came, and now we, yes, that person is like that. We got a thought about somebody gumani, that this person is like this, he's like that. Now we are thinking more about it. Now this is what we are responsible for. Or voluntarily we bring some thoughts. We fantasize, Allah protect us all. We think actually we now bring the thoughts. This is all totally. So we have to try and control that also. So in this month of Ramadan, especially the training month, we should try to try and control our thoughts also. And our heart, our mind, the thoughts that come, we should try and control. And any haram thoughts, that is, immediately we should discard it. And speak to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm so bad. These terrible thoughts are coming to me. I can't protect myself. You protect me. And we make dua to Allah, and so many duas, very effective duas, is ta'awudh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Shaitan is bringing this, and we see. And also sadly, normally we take all these basic things as for granted. We don't pay the importance. It's not really so beneficial. Even in everything else also. Medicine also. If somebody shows us some simple medicine, it may be really the absolute cure. It's cheap. It's free. It's easy. But it doesn't make sense to us. Until we don't get some very expensive medicine, etc. Similarly, bayans also. We go to somebody gives a bayan, and very straightforward, and the basics are discussed, which is very beneficial, it doesn't appeal to us. But we go to a seminar, we pay a big amount of money, we have some workshop, we pay a lot of money, that makes sense to us. So like that also, wazifas also, that we want always something, a very special wazifa. Whereas, even for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked for zikr to remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah said, La ilaha illallah. As for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also asked something special for me. So Allah Ta'ala then explained the value of La ilaha. If you put it in one pan of the scale, and you put the seven heavens and the seven earth in the other pan, this kalima will outweigh it. So Allah give us all these basic things, and really we are still very negligent of it. Making salam, we are negligent. Replying to salam, if somebody made salam, we heard it. But we reply, but just under our breath. The sound doesn't reach the person. We should reply, let him also listen to it. Or we just nod our head. Or we just pick up our hand that I've replied to you. We are very, very negligent on the very basic things. Eating, if we check ourselves, our bismillah, most of the time it is not there. And hafiz is, the hafiz making imamat, taraweeh, he drinks water in between. But ask ourselves, do I read my bismillah way before I drink? And after I drink, the whole dua is long. Alhamdulillah, illadhi saqani azman furatan. But even just alhamdulillah, do we say? And water is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And really, Allah bring it that when we taste water. And today, Zamzam we are making iftari with. How fortunate we are. But how much do we, even after Zamzam, do we make a dua? Zamzam lima shurib. For whatever dua we will make, Allah will accept that dua. But do we make some dua? Do we even just say Alhamdulillah? Comes in one riwayat, the greatest dua is Alhamdulillah. So all these basic things, we are still very, very negligent. Check ourselves also, when we leave home, do we make salam? Do we read the duas when we leave home? When we return home, do we make salam? Do we read the duas? So all these basic things also, we are still. So anyway, for this wasawis, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim, is very, very, very effective. Allah give us the tawfiq to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We take Allah in the name of Allah, who is Rahman, who is Rahim. Really, these are so valuable. And also, it is a common principle with Allah Ta'ala that what is most valuable, what is most necessary, Allah made it most free and common. Allah made it available free, like in our life. Air, oxygen, which is so vital. Water, we whole day we can stay without water. We are not drinking water. People, our roads are 12, 13 hours, 15, 18 hours, even perhaps more some places. No water whole day. But oxygen, we can't stay with. Water, we have to pay for. Though we're not paying for the water, but for it to be brought to our place, that we are paying for. So we have to pay. For oxygen, Allah made it that it isn't anywhere that that those people, Allah save us all, who have to take oxygen. Then we have to pay for that oxygen, and then it's a process also, how lot of Allah save the whole ummah, those who are sick and who have to take oxygen, Allah save them also, all other medication, Allah protect us also, our families. These are things which we should think about and make shukr to Allah. Allah's ni'mats are innumerable, innumerable. One ni'mat has got countless ni'mats hidden in it. Those that we can think about and those that we can never think about, which our mind cannot go to. So many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq for all this. Then, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is also so valuable for these wasawis that the person reads, la hawla amma asiyatillah illa bi'ismatillah. That a person cannot get saved from any guna, and guna starts also with waswasa. Then a person thinks further, builds upon it, goes further, and then he commits guna, etc. So just the thought of this guna, Allah has been so kind that death, the wrong thoughts also Allah has made haram. So you don't think further. From this thoughts, a person goes and steals, the thought comes. Then afterwards he plans further. A person wants to murder. First the thought comes, not just a person just out of the blue, he just murders somebody. It's all a lot of planning. The thoughts are, and Allah gave us the means and most powerful. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum complained about wasawis, make shukr that the effect of shaitan, that he tries to do, make us do things, Allah has limited him to just bring the thoughts, the wasawis. That he hasn't got power to force us to do any guna. Whatever guna, shaitan hasn't got the power at all. He has got no power to do anything. All he does is he just encourages us. He just tells us, do this, do that, go here, do this. That's all. So to get saved, we got Allah. Allah is so, all power is with Allah. Allah is the only power. And all power is with Allah Ta'ala. And we are weak, we falter, we beg of Allah, we cry to Him that, Ya Allah, You control us. Our thoughts also, You control them for us. You let the good thoughts come. So, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is also, and mashallah, Hazrat has written on it also, Hazrat's bayans also, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, so many benefits of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah give us tawfiq. And then also for wasawis, which is very, very effective, amantu billahi wa rusuli. Brought iman on Allah, and all the rasuls I've brought iman on. So a person then thinks also, a person who has brought iman, on Allah and on all the Rasuls, and these dirty, filthy thoughts, it just doesn't, there's no reconciliation between the two. I must be thinking of this, I must be thinking of this in my namaz, in my taraweeh, I'm listening to Quran Sharif, I'm making dhikr, I'm making Quran Sharif tilawat, and these filthy, filthy thoughts, I'm a person, I got iman on Allah and His Rasul. Where is this? Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the Prime Minister, President of the country, can it ever be, can you ever think that the person who's selling vegetable on the street corner, and he goes there and he steals one, two potatoes from him, who is the president of the country, and he goes and steals some tomatoes, some onions from there, and he puts it in his pocket. What is his status? And for him to do this act, and I'm a person, I brought iman on Allah, and all his rasuls I brought iman. And I must be engaged in this, this all will make it easy for these wasawis to go away. And also the dua, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Oh Allah, you change my wasawis into your fear, into your remembrance, oh Allah. So in that also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that Shaitan brings these wasawis, and from Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, that one great ilaj and one great treatment, remedy for these wasawis is a person thinks, then just we speak to Allah. Ya Allah, my heart is so small. And in the small heart, what thoughts you have brought from all the parts of the world, from the past, the future, with so many fears of the future. All my past, my gunas, all those thoughts which I have committed, they are coming. All the things around the world, everything. So small heart, what great, how great is not your qudrat. And you use it now to get closer, to get the qudrat of Allah. And understanding the qudrat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes. So what Shaitan gave us in order to take us away from Allah, we use it to go to Allah Ta'ala. Like Shaitan, for example, he gives you money, he arranges money for you to go to a casino, to go to a wrong place, and you use that to go to the masjid, and you use that for good work, then he'll stop giving you, which is also famous, that the Sahabi who did, Shaitan woke him up for tahajjud namaz. So when he saw that Shaitan wanted to him to go away from Allah Ta'ala, because after he missed his tahajjud, he cried so much that he got more sawab than making the tahajjud. So Shaitan thought, rather just let him carry on making tahajjud is better. So this is how Shaitan works, and we must use it for our advantage. Now with all the present current situation also, we can use this greatly to our own benefit, making more tilawat, more dhikr. And if we fall prey to Shaitan, we'll be watching more movies, more films, going to more on other, all unnecessary things on the internet, googling things, wasting our time, and we can use it at the same time for more tilawat, more dhikr, etc. If we have got qadai umri, we can do that. So these are easy remedies and very, very strong and powerful for all these wasawis that come to our mind. So, and these wasawis that come, the thoughts, so we try in Ramadan especially, that even permissible thoughts which are not necessary. A person thinks, plans, I'll do this, I'll do that. But what is not necessary for now, try and avoid it also. Leave it for before Ramadan we complete it, or after Ramadan we'll think of all those things which we have, which are not urgent and not now. But in Ramadan, try and use our thoughts for good things. We use it in the right thing, the thoughts will become stimulated, will become more stronger in using them for good things. So we can think of a lot of good things also. For example, a person, hopefully all of us, Allah give us tawfiq, our program for Ramadan, I'll get up at this time, I'll do my tilawat, so much time for my tahajjud, my dhikr, my du'as. So we are using our thoughts now, and we are using it for good things. So we follow that pattern. Something else happens now in between, something which is beyond our control. Then again, we use it for good things. In this also, where we should try and use our thoughts for good things. one very, very important thing, that all the time we try and use our thoughts for the hidayat of mankind. This is very, very important. Our own ibadat, alhamdulillah. But hidayat of mankind is very, very important. And how much time are we giving for it? How much are we making effort? Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that the Soviet Union, how did they, the ulama who were there, and the ulama were the leaders of the people. People listened to the ulama, but they worked in such a way that their own musallis, their youth, their public, they turned against the ulama. The Russians didn't have to do anything. Their own people slaughtered their ulama. How? They indoctrinated them. All that evil thoughts they put in their mind. For example, Maulana used to explain, they said that these ulama are paid by us. We donate to the masjid, to the madrasa. We pay the imam his salary, etc. And then they stand up on the minbar and they tell us interest is haram. And they put it now in their mind that with interest you flourish. You take interest, you take a loan on interest, you start a business, your business flourishes, you buy cars, you buy a house, all these things. That all these things, and now they telling you these things are haram. So how they indoctrinated them. Another example Maulana is to give, that your woman folk, you take them out from the house. You give them education of dunya. You let them do also come into the business field. Make them professionals, career woman. And you can see that you are progressing now. And this ulama, what they tell you? Parda is farad. That the woman must stay at home. So like this, they indoctrinated, they urinated into the minds of the public. Whereas, they started looking at it all from that side. So they saw the ulama as great obstacles for them. So they said, your only way you can now progress is to get rid of the ulama. And they themselves got rid of the ulama. And today also, this is without us realizing it, all this education system, this TV, all this thing, where they are all indoctrinated with the other things. And then many people don't want to listen to the ulama. And what they say also, oh, these are all excuses, that differences of the ulama, we don't know who to follow. Every person, there is differences in the lawyers also, but when you have to got a case, you know you who you want to go to. Differences in the doctors also. Their diagnoses are different also. Their treatment is different also. But yet we go. So even today, if there is differences in the ulama, and there will be, then who your heart tells you, I must follow this person, you follow him. So you don't have to get involved in all this controversy and all this and this discussions and that. Who you feel content and you follow him, your certificate for Jannah is guaranteed. You are doing it sincerely for Allah's pleasure. You feel this alim, he what he tells is right. So you follow him. You don't have to worry now, somebody else is saying something, I have to follow that. No. This is where we get confused. And even we are not mukallaf, the ordinary public, that we have to find out all the hadith on a subject, which hadith is strong, which one is weak, which one takes preference over the other one. We are not responsible for all that at all. So when we delve into all that, we confuse ourselves. And today on the internet, we go to all the various sites, we listen to various ulama. Just listen to one alim who you feel content, and you follow. So in this way, there in Russia, they put this all, and this is happening now with us also. And the people are saying, we don't know which alim to follow, etc., who is in the right, etc., and to wait for that day that all the ulama unite on one thing. On every masala, they all are united. We can forget. That's not going to happen. That is just like a person who wants to get married and waiting for a woman with every quality perfect in her. That there is no deficiency in her, then that person will also never get married. A woman is going to come, she is going to have her weaknesses, and we tolerate and we carry on with all that. So we have to use our work is to try and win people over, bring them closer to us, Today we know the enemies of Islam, Shaitan, right at the top of the triangle, of the pyramid, Shaitan is on top and got all his jailers all between him. Ikhwanu Shayateen, the friends, the brothers of Shaitan, min al jinni wal ins, from jinnat also they are working for him, and from insan, and they don't even realize the way he's working, they don't even realize we're working for Shaitan. They thinking what I'm saying, this is the right thing, and this must be done. And they give orders to their subordinates. And those again, in such a way that they also think what this is the right thing that we have to do. So all this, what they are working so much, everywhere in the, and this has been happening all the time. Shaitan has been working all the time. He has vowed in front of Allah Ta'ala that I will beautify dunya for the people. I will trap them in various ways. I will come to them from their right and from their left, from all sides, and I will try and try my utmost to take them astray. So that is the work of Shaitan. So they are working so much to take us, our people, to take them astray. So how much are we working for things to come right? How much are we giving? For example, if they are working 24 hours, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If not, they are working 10 hours a day. They are working 8 hours a day. And they are also planning all the time that how to get people away from deen. One is from every religion, they want to take people away, make them atheists. And from Islam also, we also come in that line, they want to take the away, and they are working, and all they think. How much, I ask myself, am I working to try and win our people? They want to take our people. If somebody wants to kidnap my child in front of me, at the supermarket, somebody, or my baby is born in a hospital, somebody wants to steal my baby and take it away or something, of course we are going to stand up for it. We are going to do whatever we can. Our deen, why is it so cheap in our eyes? That they are taking the people away from our masjids, they are taking the people away from following us, but we are just not worried. At the most, we are carrying on with our own ibadah, and Shaitan works on us also. And we say, who can we tell? But if we try and work on people, and mashallah, wherever this little effort is being made, there are results. One alim in Cape Town, a lady who had became murtad, she left Islam. Lot of people tried, Jamaat people, ulama, all went to explain to her, but she didn't. One alim went, and then he said, she didn't want to see alims. So he said that, I've come to drink a cup of tea. And Cape Town people are known for hospitality. So she said, okay, no problem. Want to have a cup of tea? Come and have. Then he kept on making dua that, Ya Allah, change her heart while he was waiting. And before that also, duas, etc. Then when she brought the cup of tea, then she said that, my heart is changed. That there was like a bird, the iman went out of my heart. Now it's gone back into my heart. And she, so if we also make effort, people, we will talk, people are very modern, people, these women are doing this group is doing that group, what's that going to benefit us? The problem is there, we acknowledge the problem, how much do we have to know about the problem, we know. But now just to discuss the problem, and we don't discuss the solution, and just discussing the solution also is not enough. To practically do. So if they are working 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day, if we give 1 hour a day, if we give half an hour a day, now also, even with all the restrictions, we can send some message, though that is not the original thing. All this, whatever is little bit permitted on these things, we use it, but we must know the real thing is on a one-to-one basis. We go and visit people. We think of my own neighbor, all of us, we are so guilty of it. And hopefully Allah make us that we become conscious. My neighbor is not a namazi, for example. Do I ever go and visit him, even if I don't speak about namaz, but I've gone to him that he must become a, that niyat of mine is going to bring a change in him. That, for example, my neighbor, the dressing of the children, or any other thing also in our neighborhood, there is so many wrongs, and we go and visit them, and we with that Ya Allah, bring this change. And even if we just a casual visit, but our niyat was that, according to that niyat, Allah will make things. And Allah give us himmat, we speak about it also, and we encourage them. So how much they are working so hard, They are stealing our people left, right and center. They've stole our people already. And yet we are just happy with our own little ibadat or what we are doing. And tomorrow it mustn't happen, we have to cry. That our Babri Masjid is gone, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas is gone. And how long are we still going to wait for even Kaaba Sharif to go and for everything to go? And we say Allah is there, Allah is there. Definitely Allah is the only doer. But Allah wants us also, that we also, with our du'as, first our little concern also, acknowledgement, then du'as also. And then whatever effort we can do in whichever way, whoever it is, our children, our family, whoever we can tell. And أَنزِلُ النَّاسِ مَنَازِلَهُمْ, according to their level, we tell them also, we encourage them. Our children today also come with all funny ideas. They also mix with all other children. And all discussions they also have. And we know how many parents have the problem, especially when children, that one incident of that, where they praise the father, your daughter got 7 distinctions. And he said that if she had no distinction, but she just listened to what I say. She's not prepared to listen to me, what I'm talking. So what the son became a very, very qualified in something. But if he has got wrong ideas about deen, wrong ideas about Allah Ta'ala, wrong ideas about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, where have we gained? We have lost totally. So we also, Allah give us tawfiq, give me tawfiq. Weakness is in all of us. We speak about it, that we can acknowledge it, and Allah give us tawfiq to try and do something also. So our thoughts also is one thing in this month. Allah give us tawfiq to harness them, to get them in the right direction, to save ourselves from all evil thoughts. And just like we understand urine, stool is filthy, it's dirty, these thoughts are also so filthy and dirty. And to be content that these thoughts come to me and that I accept it, that shouldn't be the case with us. We should try and get rid of them. And instead, try and have good thoughts, productive thoughts. Like a person does a business, he thinks how I'm going to do my business. What goods I'm going to buy, how I'm going to sell, where I'm going to invest, which property I'm going to buy. He thinks of all that. For our deen also, and this also is very valuable by Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, bihamdihi.